Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
He's on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone line. Chris Harrington joins us now. What are we listening to, Chris?
That is Do the Push and Pull by Memphis' own Rufus Thomas. That was actually a listener suggestion. I like to think
so
I would have come to the same conclusion myself, but I hadn't even thought about it yet.
Just the best. That may be the most perfect. The idea...
It's pretty amazing, yeah.
The idea that we could have a song about push and pull from Memphis is just nuts. So thank you to your own brain and the listener who suggested it. That's just tremendous. By the way, also tremendous, and I mentioned this earlier, Chris's piece on the series up at the Daily Memphian is just fabulous. How many words is that piece, Chris?
I don't know, man. It
was beautiful. It just kept going and going and going. It was great.
Well, it's multiple parts. Like the lead is a more traditional column length, and then I've got some secondary.
You got observations about San Francisco, and it's just, it really is fabulous. And I thought the way that you started it with the traditional column, which is this series was supposed to be the fun one and has become this, was a reminder that it was just a week ago. It was going to be the light, fun, airy matchup that we all were looking forward to. What the hell happened?
It definitely, I don't know what happened. I feel like, the Draymond Green thing was like, should have been just sort of an incidental, whatever, and then you move on. I think the Dylan Brooks foul and the Steve Kerr insistent, constant reaction to it, it's that combination that did it, really, right?
Right. Right, because then, yesterday when I found myself thinking, well, Steve Kerr started it. That's when I said, a mother needs to send us to our rooms because that's, we don't, but I think it was that combination, because then Dylan's foul was out of line. Steve Kerr, on his high horse for 2 days droning on about it. And then clearly that irked the Grizzlies. Like it clearly ticked off the Grizzlies. That's why Taylor Jenkins uncharacteristically sort of fired back. With his I said what I said thing. And then you have this, which I think if none of the other stuff had happened, I don't think the Ja Morant moments Saturday night would have been particularly remarked. I mean, it would have been remarked on because he's hurt, but I don't think that would have been dirty, like any of that. And don't you think the whole discussion around the Jordan Poole thing was framed by everything that came before?
Well, yeah, obviously, Morant's deleted tweet with the quote with the air quotes broke the code. Like that tweet would not have happened.
Right.
There would have been nothing to refer back to. I think it is abundantly clear, and I can tell you that it is factually accurate that the Grizzlies, I think organizationally, I'm Taylor Jenkins, as a public face of that, are pretty annoyed by what they perceive as Kerr's sanctimony. Throughout all of this, I think, but we'll try to get back to basketball tonight. If Ja doesn't play, that will be rough. It'll be interesting. Unless they're down by 35 again, then it's probably less interesting. But, at least from the jump, it'll be an interesting night to see how they react to Ja if he's not playing. He's doubtful, not out. And what we do know is that Dylan Brooks is going to be playing.
Basketball, just a second. In terms of that injury, I'm inclined to believe them when they say that the tug inadvertent, whatever, I consider a sort of a fog of war kind of tug, that right. is what actually caused it. Internet sleuths out there are trying to find other times when it was might have been caused. Are you inclined to believe them when Taylor Jenkins very clearly said that's what triggered it? And, of course, triggered it could just mean aggravated it. And I suspect that is what it means.
That's also what I mean, this is the same knee that he missed 9 games for late in the regular season. It's the same knee hip area that he got a shot from Carl Towns, and it looked to me like he was limited for a game or two after that in the first round. So, I mean, I'm just guessing, but there's a lot of circumstantial evidence to suggest it's the aggravated a pre-existing thing, maybe. I do think, whatever it is, I do think that was the play. When I watched it initially before Taylor Jenkins talked, we were all sitting in the little media thing, like looking on our phones, trying to figure out what was going on. We saw someone had posted the video. We were all looking at it. My initial thought was not that it was the grab, but it was the bump. They bumped knees like a split second before that grab. And so my initial thought was it was the bump. What I've been told is that the Grizzlies don't think it was the bump. They think it was specifically the grab. That is what, you know, triggered it, activated it, re-aggravated it, whatever you want to say. That's what's the source. I do think that general play was the source, because I think he was fine before that. If you want to find stuff earlier in the game, or look, Morant landed funny. Morant lands funny like 75 times a game, and he was not limited until that play.
Right. And you don't believe, and again, I hate to belabor this, but you don't believe that Jordan Poole was out there intentionally grabbing his knee.
No, I think arms are flying, right. Feet are flying. It's just it's a frenzy. If you use one of the Bruder film NBA possessions, you can find stuff that looks wild if you're frame by frame at probably every possession. I mean, it's a lot of chaos going on out there. Okay. Now that does look particularly weird, as Tyus Jones.
It's just weird. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
But Tyus Jones also said, "No, I don't think Jordan Poole's trying to hurt Ja Morant," and I agree with Tyus Jones.
Yeah. Okay. One more on Ja. Do you have any sense as whether he might play?
I think it's notable that he's listed as doubtful, not out. I was curious to see whether he was going to be listed as doubtful or questionable. They were talking like it was going to be doubtful, which is what it was. But yeah, I didn't know if in the heat of the moment they were like, laying it on thicker than it right. really was, but right. maybe not. But if he'd blown his knee, he would just be out. And so I assume he won't doubt. Historically, doubtful means no for the Grizzlies. Questionable means yes, and doubtful means no. That is the track record. Those track records are not 100% on either of those. Like sometimes it goes the different way. And so I think doubtful means doubtful, but doubtful doesn't mean out. So I don't know.
Yeah. I guess I suspect he'll have his knee cleaned out at the end of the season is what I expect.
I expect that too. I mean, again, I don't want to act like I'm reporting anything because no one has suggested that to me.
Right.
But the circumstantial evidence suggests that you might get a press release to that effect. Yeah.
Okay. What the hell happened the other night? Basketball, in terms of basketball.
I mean, I don't know what happened to the Grizzlies' defense. Teams have hot shooting nights. Grizzlies had a hot shooting quarter. But I don't think this is just the case of, you could say, like, Golden State had unnaturally bad, outside shooting in Memphis. They had unnaturally good outside shooting in Game 3, and both of those things are probably true. And night to night, there's shooting variance, and that's true, too. But that was clearly like a defense falling apart. It was elite offensive execution against terrible defensive execution. And when like those two things team up, you get like shooting percentages like that. So I think the Warriors were in a hellacious groove in terms of their precision and their offense. But I think the Grizzlies were just a mess defensively. And I don't, honestly, I was busy writing about the big picture stuff. I didn't have time to really go back and rewatch much of it. But like, Tyus Jones is getting blown by. But like everybody was. But even like players who normally are a little bit better than that were just getting blown through. I think not having Dylan Brooks definitely hurt. I mean, Dylan Brooks is your best perimeter defender. But they just have got to tighten up their defensive effort if they're going to stay in this game in Game 4.
It was interesting because what it felt like watching it and what the commentary was that Golden State is getting at first they were taking a whole bunch of shots in the paint, like they were, and then they started making threes after that. But like it felt like they were getting anything they wanted whenever they wanted, and like it wasn't even that they were having such a great shooting night. They were having a great shooting night because they were getting great shots. And yet my son Peter, sends me the, and I was going to ask your view of the shot quality stat. Because according to the shot quality, the Grizzlies were supposed to have won that game 117 to 114, and I just don't believe it.
This is some new thing that's popped up on Twitter during these playoffs, and whoever's doing it's trying to get attention, and they're doing a good job, and I have not spent 1 second investigating the veracity of that thing.
Right.
What I will say is you look at their box score, one of the things you're going to see is that Otto Porter had a crazy efficient scoring night. And Kevon Looney had a crazy efficient scoring night. And Jonathan Kuminga had a crazy efficient scoring night. Now, I don't think all three of those role players who don't score very much just got hot on the same night. I think that is your tell that they were just – that the offense was humming and the defense was falling apart in a way that created lots of good shots. Those guys scored because they got easy shots.
Right. Okay, and how much of this is – well, would Steven Adams? What do you make of the Steven Adams thing? Would he have helped the cause? Obviously, he was played. You asked whether it was a basketball decision or a health decision, and I think the answer was primarily basketball decision, not a health decision.
Right.
He then did get what you described as some cardio at the end of the game, but he elected not to start him. And honestly, from the way Taylor was talking about it yesterday, when he was talking about everything he liked about Tillman's game in game two, and he talked about chasing guys around and making the occasional three, I bet he goes with it again tonight.
Tillman was kind of among the least of their problems, really, in game three. Like, I don't look at that game and say, oh,
no,
Tillman,
clearly.
Like, that's your problem.
But would Adams have been an asset?
He'll be an asset, in some ways he'll be a detriment, and figuring out the balance, whether the balance is in your favor one way or the other, is the tricky part. It's a little bit of backup quarterback syndrome, right? Like you're getting run off the floor and you're looking at the guy sitting on the bench, you're thinking, well, if you play him, it'll be better.
Right.
You're like, maybe it will and maybe it won't. You know, it's easy to think that. I think I would like to have seen, we'll see it, but at this point we'll see it like in desperation mode, not like, you know, in game one or game two to get a feel of things. It would have been nice to have Steven Adams fully healthy and ready in game one so you could, because he sort of used game one as a feel out in retrospect, it may have been a mistake that may have cost you a game. You lost by 1 point. But it would have been nice to, like, give him, like, a 5-6 minute run and see what it looks like early on. I think there is a chance that they would. I mean, they were the second best team in basketball this season, playing Steven Adams at center, and him and Jaren.
Right.
And I think, you know, what he does in terms of helping free up John to have court offense, in terms of crashing the boards, in terms of being able to pass a little bit out of the high post and give them someone else that can throw the ball to at a half court offense and create a shot. Even though the shot's not going to be for himself, he'll create it for other people. I think just, you know, a little bit of, like, you know, he's bad defending in space, but he does help you protect the rim a little bit as a big guy. I think it's entirely possible they would be better with Steven Adams in the series. But I also think it's possible they'd be worse, and it's like, you know, do you risk finding out? And that's, I think that's a tougher decision for Taylor Jenkins and his coaching staff than maybe a lot of fans want to allow.
Do you have any other rotational complaints, including John Conchar minutes, which have not gone well?
No, it's been a little bit rough for Conchar. I mean, you had Dylan Brooks out, and so, I mean, there was that. You were down one of your wings. I think based on the way that game flowed, Conchar would not have played if Brooks had played. But no, I think it's time to tighten. And I think the first victim of the tightening is probably John Conchar. So I think that, in retrospect, that was probably a mistake. That's not a game-costing error when you lose by 30 and he plays
right.
5 minutes. But no, it did not go well.
What do you make of both Brandon Clark and Tyus Jones were pretty damn good in the last series, and they've been pretty awful in this series. Brandon Clark's just kind of disappeared. What do you make of that?
So the Clark thing is interesting. I mean, Tyus is, you know, I don't know. The Tyus thing, maybe they're just too quick on the perimeter and there's too dynamic, and his lack of athleticism doesn't play as well in this series as it did against Minnesota. Maybe he's just having a missing shots or having a bad series. I don't know. The Brandon Clarke thing is more interesting to me because, you know, he was so great against Minnesota, and it was like, okay, time to get Brandon Clarke the bag, like, you know. And it may be that he is – you wonder if this sort of, you know, highlights him as maybe a slightly more matchup-oriented kind of player. I don't know. I think Brandon Clarke's really good, but I've never reached the stage where I'm like, well, he's going to be your starter next to Jared for the next 10 years. You know, I think, you know, bench players tend to be a little more – a little less like they play as well against every matchup. That's sort of why they're bench players. And Brandon Clarke, you know, to me, it raises questions about, you know, that maybe tamp down the expectations based on what he did against one matchup in one series against Minnesota.
It'll be really interesting for the interesting. It's hard to me for the front office to parse all of this. At the end of the season, let's just say they lose the next two, right? At the end of the season, you're looking at, like, what do you think of DeAnthony Melton? What do you think of Brandon Clarke? What do you think of Tyus Jones? What do you, like, it's... I mean, you're exactly right. We were thinking one thing about maybe, or I was thinking one thing about Brandon Clarke against Minnesota. What do we think about him now? It is, honestly, what do you think about Dylan Brooks? It's, we know that we're, you know, rolling with Ja and Dez and Jaren, and there's no particular decisions to be made other than handing Ja $240 million, which they'll do. But all the other decisions, it seems to me that they will be complicated. Your thoughts?
No, I agree. I mean, I'm sort of going to sort that out when the time comes.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think you have to, in some ways, like the playoffs are a testing ground. Basketball is a little different in the playoffs, and I think they count extra when you evaluate. But I don't know if they count. I don't know if, like, you know, 10 playoff games counts as much as like 200 regular season games. So I think you got to be careful not to overreact to things that have happened in the playoffs. In a short sample like that, but that short sample is a more meaningful sample. It is a more important sample, and to me, all these individual questions really sort of flow from the larger question of should they be on the lookout to add a major piece this summer, and then sort of the rest flows from there to some degree. Because then, you know, if you're looking to make some kind of trade, like some of these guys are going to be in that trade
right
anyway.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to that later. Dylan, tonight, obviously, he will. Get booed. He's been booed before. It is sort of interesting. This was going to be the storyline for tonight, and it still, I guess, will be certainly a storyline for tonight. They haven't let us talk to Dylan since this thing happened. I guess he will talk.
Yeah,
to
which I think is a mistake. They should have had him out there earlier and done an apology and a whatever, and then gotten through it. But you know, that's them,
right? I'm told he may talk at Shoot Around today. So.
That is what I am told as well.
So I guess we will at some point hear from Dylan. I don't know. Like I expect him to help. When you look at the Grizzlies going 25 without Ja, what is there that would give a Grizzly fan hope in the way they did it that they could pull this off tonight?
Well, their defense was better, and their defense was better in part because of, you know, I think Tyus Jones, I mean, game three in this series notwithstanding, Tyus Jones has been a better defender than Ja Morant. So you got a defensive upgrade at point guard in your starting lineup. But I think the bigger thing was actually their defense when they didn't play with either of those guys was great. You know, because the thing about Ja being out and Tyus stepping up is there's no third point guard. So you got someone else that's to step up into Tyus's role. And they played without a point guard, and their defense was awesome in the regular season when they played without a point guard, and their offense was pretty good. And so how's that going to play against this Golden State team when you're doing that? You know, not when Tyus is at your point guard, but when no one's at point guard. It actually works really well in the regular season. I don't know how it's going to work tonight.
Well, and that's the other problem, though, is as you pointed out, and it was unmistakable. If you were watching, as I was, the post-game press conference with Dez, he was moving around in his chair
yes.
like a guy who has a bad back. Like, comfortable,
I
mean, you know?
Hey, I referenced just what I wrote. When he walked, because I was sitting right in front of him, when he walked up to sit down, you could see... you could feel the back soreness in how he walked up the two steps to get to the podium. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, is he going to be any better? I don't know. It's a rough spot. There's no way around it. It's a rough spot if Ja can't go or is limited.
So what's nice about you, you wrote partly today, you wrote about all of this and the series and everything else. People can read it at the Daily Memphian. But you also said the arena's spectacular. Is that right? Lovely? What's nice about it?
It feels particularly grand inside. The concourses are nice, but the concourses are not like eye-popping relative to, you know, FedEx Forum or whatever. But when you get inside, it just feels grander. It's a bowl. I don't know what the actual seating issue capacity is relative to the different levels, but the lower bowl is bigger. Like they have the double-decker suites like FedEx Forum does, but they push them up higher, which creates a bigger lower bowl. And the lower bowl is bigger, and it seems to be wider. It just feels more like, you know, Roman Colosseum-y in a way. And then the Jumbotron video board is, like, enormous. It's like, you know, 2000, you know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind level. Right. And so, and everything's new and bright and shiny and LED lights and fancy light stuff and the whole thing. But, you know, it feels like they spent $1 billion on it, you know.
But Minnesota was louder?
Minnesota was louder at the start of Game 3 in that series than the start of Game 3 here in San Francisco, yeah. There was more of a desperate energy in Minnesota. You could feel more of a hunger in the fan base and less of a sort of expectation. Not that it didn't get loud sometimes in Chase Center, it did, but it never got as loud as it did at the loudest points in Minnesota.
What's the best thing you've eaten since you've been there?
Best thing I've eaten. I think the most satisfying thing I ate, and I tweeted it out, was some roasted duck noodle soup late after Game 3 as I was walking back to my hotel.
Great. Where'd you get that?
You know, it's just this, I don't know, some Thai noodle shop somewhere. I was not seeking it out. I was only walking back to the hotel and looking around, and there it was. I went to Chinatown and got a egg tart fresh out of the oven from one of the little Chinese bakeries. That was good. I found good breakfast spots near my hotel, so I had had an omelet yesterday. It's been hard. I have not gone out to find San Francisco's finest dining. I just don't have the time or the wherewithal, right, or transportation, whatever.
Right.
So it's been a good food trip, but it hasn't been the overwhelming focus of my
right.
my stay.
No, there is basketball to be covered. You can read Chris's piece at the Daily Memphian. I'll talk to you off the air about your plans tomorrow. You're traveling back. So, all right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Great stuff from San Francisco. Drew Hill also out there for the Daily Memphian. You can read all their stuff over at our site. As you can tell, the NBA playoffs are heating up, and you may be sweating out the Ja Morant injury, but over at FanDuel Sportsbook, you get the no-sweat same-game parlay each week. What that means is, if you win, FanDuel is, of course, official partner of the NBA, so you get your money fast. That's fantastic. If you do not win, up to $20 in free bets every single week throughout the course of the playoffs. That's for new users and existing users. Kind of amazing. $20, up to $20 in free bets every single week of the playoffs. All you got to do is download the app and use promo code Calkins. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 a week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. When we return, we'll talk to you. Phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. Listen, a whole bunch of things on the table. Do you have any hope for tonight? If you want to revisit this broke the code stuff, if you want to tell me Jordan Poole is dirty or whatever else, I'll listen to it. Get it off your chest. It's been a tough weekend. We are here for you. 535-3776, 535-3776. We will talk to you about this series and the sort of desperate place the Grizzlies find themselves coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm ESPN. Hank, you're on. Hank.
How you doing, Jeff, Brad?
Good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay.
Hello?
Thoughts on the series?
Okay. No, thoughts on Saturday night.
Yes.
Guy's injury.
Yes.
Everybody's talking about Jordan Poole's right hand grabbing the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said anything about his left hand on Jai's hip, and simultaneously, he pushes the hip and pulls the knee out.
Do you really believe he was intentionally saying, you know what the weird thing to do here? I'm going to push on this and pull on this, and it's going to hurt him.
Yeah, it will. It will strain meniscus or ligaments on the outside of the knee. If that was not intentional, I'll change my name to Hank from South Haven.
Oh, no, don't do that. Thank you, Hank. Appreciate it. Hank believes that it was an intentional double move that Jordan Poole put on him
in the midst of it. Is that fandom speaking there, or is that logic?
People are intended to hear their opinion. Okay. I do not believe it. In that moment, he thought diabolically, I will push this and pull that, and that will hurt them. Yeah. Pryor in Oakland. You're on.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Jeff, I think the team is playing pretty good, and I think Taylor Jenkins is a pretty good regular season coach, but I think he missed the mark in the playoff. I haven't seen many adjustments. I haven't seen many moves. I think the reason that he doesn't have Steve out there because they haven't come up with a strategy for him. They are still doing layups by just cutting. They've been doing that for three games. No adjustments. Playoff ball is about adjustments. And I haven't seen any from the coach other than the players giving all they have and substituting.
All right.
We need a little bit more from the coach.
More from the coach. Coach said it himself, actually, that they didn't. They went with the same. He said we'll have a better game plan for game four. So we shall hope. We go to Omar. Omar, you're on.
Yeah, Jeff, was Taylor asked about my possible MRI on Jaw's knee yesterday?
Taylor, they wouldn't discuss whether he had an MRI or not. What they say is they think things like this. They say he's being evaluated. You know, I'm sure they have done MRIs on his knee. 100%. You don't have a guy who's worth.
Don't other teams give the results of MRIs, Jeff?
The Grizzlies are very closed, button down on injuries. They do not tell you much about injuries. They don't tell you what diagnostic procedures have been done. If someone is injured, they'll say knee soreness or whatever else. But they know. They don't. They do not tell us when a player has gotten an MRI.
So when you said that Jaw's going to have his knee cleaned out at the end of the
season,
do you have any kind of inside information that Jaw has like a torn meniscus or something?
100% no. Nope, I'm just speculating. 100% speculate. And that was, and we labeled it as such. Oops, Omar's gone. Why is he so mad about that?
I don't understand that.
Why
either.
Was he mad?
I don't know.
I said, I wouldn't surprise me, or I suspect that at the end of this, you'll look up and he has his knee cleaned out.
Right.
But I have no information on that whatsoever.
I've seen that in the ether out there on social media.
I'm just like the guy has continually got his right knee injured. It didn't look, honestly, like the kind of injury. It looked like he was, the Jordan Poole injury, like he was maybe tweaking a previous injury. It wouldn't surprise me at all if at the end of the season he gets his knee cleaned out. But the Grizzlies do not tell us, hey, listen, we did these three diagnostics on him yesterday, and here are the results. That's not something they do. I am 100% certain that over the course of the season, he has had many MRIs on his knee. Like, that's what you do. You want to know what's going on there. But why be mad about it? Nick, you're on.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's problem was. He must be wanting to make a bet tonight.
That could be it. Could be it. What would you do, by the way? The bet 10. Would you lay the 10? It's a 10-point line.
I wouldn't tonight. Yeah,
stay away from it.
I mean, I still have confidence. You know, I've doubted this team like so many times this season, and they just, I mean, they kind of rise up and just, you know, find
that's
a
the
way.
Thing. It's insane to doubt that they'll. I'm just not going to rule out the possibility that they will stun us once again.
Right. Right. I mean, but you know, I honestly stopped watching that game like right after the fourth quarter. I mean, I got fed up not seeing Steven Adams out there. I mean, I don't know what you know what they're seeing in, you know, Xavier Tillman that, you know, they're liking, especially on offense, because I mean he's kind of I don't know that he's really a factor the way Steven Adams was.
He has not been. I think, honestly, they're just worried that Steven Adams will just exacerbate the defensive problems, that he can't guard in space, right? I think that's I think that's
see, that was the other thing. I mean, Dylan not out there, I mean, that kills us. Like, if we can take one of their guys out, not literally, but if we can
yes, that would definitely be breaking the code. That would be breaking the code, Nick, yes.
Right.
Yeah, if he can eliminate one of their guys, not literally, that does help
whack
matters.
Him like that hockey thing back in the 80s or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing to me, but yeah, I mean, we got to throw Steven out there.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
take somebody
so
out.
Over the course of today, we will I'm sure Jason and John will be taking more calls on this.
Yes,
people
sir.
Seem angry.
They're
People
very. I think that game.
I think we're frustrated.
It's funny. I was in the hall and I just said good morning to John Martin. He said, "Yeah, it was a good weekend, except for Saturday night."
Right. Yeah, everyone's a little grumpy.
We're on edge.
And I get it. I totally understand it. But there is a story I need to get to involving a football team from Tennessee and a football team from upstate New York. And we'll do that in the one story you're waiting for. We'll do that coming up next. In the meantime, I will tell you that this month is. Did you know this month is like Better Sleep Month? Yeah. Evidently,
I need that.
This month is. And over at Sleep Number, May is Better Sleep Month. Over at Sleep Number, they are doing a Sleep Number, a challenge, a 30-day sleep wellness program shown to improve quality sleep and change your sleep habits for the better. Anyone can check out the program for free by visiting, here it is, ready, mysleep30.com. mysleep30.com. Also, we'll tell you that it is time for Sleep Number's Memorial Day sale. You save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen now only $19.99 for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Back with the one story I'm waiting for. We'll do that next. Jeff Dawkins, Show 92.9 FM.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, so take a deep breath. And take yourself out to dinner, or someone you love out to dinner, and take them to Bounty on Broad. As soon as you have those fried oysters, best fried oysters I've ever eaten in my life, you'll feel better. Or get the steamed mussels, if that's your thing. Come with a fabulous like sauce and a grilled bread that you dip in there. It's just fantastic. They, of course, got the 12-ounce grilled ribeye with butter. The Berkshire pork shank, one of my favorite pieces of meat in the entire city. Get the Brussels. Get the chocolate Nirvana. And all of a sudden, you'll just remember what a great Grizzly season it's been. Like, you'll be happy, happy, happy. The phone number over at Bounty is 410-8131. Give them a call, make a reservation. It's a beautiful place, by the way. 2519 Broad Avenue is the address. All right, Brad, let's get to the ones we've been waiting for.
Now, it's the biggest story we haven't talked about on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing.
Well, the NFL is releasing gradually. We're learning about the NFL schedule. And it so happens that on September 19th, the day after my birthday, the Tennessee Titans will be visiting the Buffalo Bills. A rematch.
Ooh.
Me and Bennett, mano a mano.
Go.
So the Titans, it's part of a doubleheader for Monday night. I'm not normally like
a schedule guy.
Yeah. I'm not like, in the end, you play the teams you play. Right?
You do get deep in the weeds, though. The analysis is solid. Good analysis.
But I do... And I take the games against the Titans personally, because there are fans out there, Titan fans out there, who come at me.
Of course they do.
And
Bennett, he's
and
in they, the hall. He's,
and then
he's
they,
tough.
Bennett, yeah. I can't avoid him.
Watch him.
And, of course, they won the last game on Monday Night Football, by the way.
I know.
So, but this time, it'll be in Buffalo. Now, it is true, when it was in Nashville, it was also a pro-Buffalo crowd. But now that it's in Buffalo, even more of a pro-Buffalo crowd.
Yeah, I would say.
So that is breaking news. The other news of the day, by the way, is Jokic is MVP again.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. We have learned that. Did you watch the Derby over the weekend?
I did, and I loved it.
Did you watch it in real time?
Yes. Yes, I was at the mother-in-law, with the mother-in-law.
It was incredible.
Fantastic TV.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was great.
Dude, so this horse named Rich Strike.
I have the footage here, too, yes.
Can we hear the call?
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. We have the time, I think.
I want to set this up, though.
Yeah, please.
Rich Strike wasn't entered in the Derby.
Yeah.
until a horse withdrew Friday.
Yeah.
They have a T-shirt out with the official, like, the all of the horses in the Derby to mark this Derby.
Yeah.
He's not on the T-shirt. He had lost, like, his last five races or something,
yeah,
and he was bought in a $30,000 claimer. Yeah. Some people don't know what that means. But, like, this horse is not supposed to win the flipping Derby. It was the longest of long shots, and until the very end, no one knew it was going to happen.
Yeah,
he came up from nowhere. Here it is.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. And Summer Is Tomorrow had a great start and goes immediately to the early lead. Messier is away running with speed. Crown Pride to the outside. Epicenter.
He'll mention Red Strike, I think,
down
once.
Down toward the inside as Kipa goes up outside of Charging. And farther out and close to the pace is Cyberknife. Then comes on the outside Zozos as they race by us for the first time.
You'll notice not
no mention at all so far.
Crown Pride on the outside, second. Messier follows in third. Zozo's fourth. Cyberknife is fifth to the outside. And then it's Taba, charging behind them. Epicenter finds himself in mid-pack here. Pioneer, Medina, Smile Happy next, and then Zandon to the inside and wide of Mario. Last at Causeway is after that.
Followed
by Tawny Port. It's the end of the backstretch. Simplification is next. Then comes Tiz the Bomb. Rich Strike.
There he is. Donegal finally.
First mention at halfway mark.
The two trailers up the backstretch are Barber Road and Happy.
But just because you got to mention everybody. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And
he wasn't in the.
Not
punch.
In the top six. Still.
45.36 seconds for Summer Is Tomorrow.
If you watch it from above.
Yes.
It's
this
incredible.
Last, this last leg is something. They're in turn three now.
It's like the Grizzlies against the Timberwolves every fourth quarter.
it's the same thing.
In 1 minute, 10 and 4 foot seconds. And now
going around turn three.
Comes splitting horses and is moving up quickly as Crown Pride takes the lead around the far turn.
Still not in the top six.
It was going to be a duel between Epicenter and Zandon.
Yeah.
You'll hear that emerging.
Behind them, Cyberknife sweeps up on the outside. Zandon gets the rail run.
Zandon.
And they're into the stretch.
There we go.
And it's Messier, Crown Pride.
And it's still way back.
Is coming up on the outside. Epicenter has taken the lead as they arrive into the final.
Announcer thinks it's Epicenter.
Zandon is coming after him. Epicenter and Zandon.
Those two.
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to be. Nope.
Simplification now. The outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Zandon. Rich Strike.
What?
Is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby.
Where the hell did he come from?
What?
Unbelievable upset.
And then Rich Strike was so excited about this, he just bit the hell out of
him. He was pissed.
In the Rich Strike was like biting everybody in the
pissed.
Afterwards, they come up that pony comes up to try to take him into the winning circle. And Rich Strike is like, get out of here. And he said, for a solid minute and a half, he was biting this poor pony. That was the best thing. Well, Zaz half quarter was great.
That was good for a little bit.
But this was the best thing I saw all weekend.
Well done.
What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what we have on Jason and John. I'll be producing, and we've got Jason Fitz coming on the show. We're going to break down the Grizzlies. We'll probably get some more calls on, too, here, because we didn't have as many today. We'll have Giannotto and Jeffrey, of course, Mark Giannotto in San Francisco. He's in the Bay. Bennett will come in at 2 with Connor Dunning, who's holding it down. And then at 4, we have the great Gary Parrish.
The game tonight, yes?
The game is tonight. Yeah, it's a late one, man. Save up your energy. It's 9 Central. We're going to have the pregame at 8:30, so it's late as hell. Like, store it up and listen if you could. By the way, sometimes I get so pissed off at these TV announcers, I have to listen to us and then put it on.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow to talk about it all. For now, work is done.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. LiftMaster's MyQ technology alerts you if you forgot to close your garage door and lets you close it from anywhere, anytime with built-in Wi-Fi. It also has battery backup, so you can get in your garage even when the power's out.
DoorPro is an authorized dealer of LiftMaster. LiftMaster offers a range of remote controls and LiftMaster openers. Family owned and operated since 1992. Call 901-DOOR-PRO or 901-366-7776 or visit DoorProInc.com.
Rockies in East Memphis wants you to come celebrate with them at 4694 Spotswood Avenue. Food, music, games, drinks, and more. Come on by with your friends or family for some entertainment and fun for a very reasonable price. Call 901-DOOR-PRO. 901-310-4436 for hours regarding happy hour and daily specials. Rockies East Memphis, where fun meets family and friends during the week and weekends too. That's 901-310-4436. Go Grizzlies and go Tigers go.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
I'm Matt Spiegel, and I'm the host of the brand new podcast, Beat the Streak Daily. Every weekday this Major League season, I will update the state of Beat the Streak. The rules are simple. Each day, pick one or two players you think will get a hit. And if they do, your streak continues. Sounds doable, right? But so far, it's been impossible to win. And with millions of dollars on the line, no one has ever gotten to 56. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcasts, and play Beat the Streak for your chance to win $5.6 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.